1, 2, 1, 2, trying to record something and play it back to see if I know how to use this microphone. Okay.
My name is Carmen Bugan. I am a writer and a poet. I live in France, but I was born in Romania. My family and I left 25 years ago, when our country was still in the grip of the communist dictator Nicolae Ceaușescu. My father, Ion Bugan, staged a one-man protest against Ceaușescu at a time when few dared to speak out. His decision changed our lives forever.
We were just ordinary people. You won't find our names in the story of the Cold War. But there is a hidden chronicle of our lives. My apartment is piled high with our hidden history. Papers, photographs, transcripts of secret recordings. They are fragments from the thousands of files kept on us by Ceaușescu's secret police. And I'm returning at last to Romania with my parents, my brother, and my sister. It will be the first time we've made such a trip together. This time I have my own microphone.
Well, it's quite late at night, and everyone is asleep, and I'm in a living room, reading through the files, as usual, at this time. The lovely thing about having a microphone is that I don't feel that I am alone. I'm very nervous about this trip. I've been preparing, and I just don't know, taking a trip together. And getting everybody excited about it. I have no idea. But why not? Why not do it?
Bugan Ion. Bugan Ion.
Announcement for all messages from the unit 242 on flight 1453. Immediate boarding gate D21.
That was my flight.
I am Ion Bugan. I am fighter. I fight against the dictatorship.
My name is Miara Bugan, my husband. He is not a very open person.
I am the middle child. My name is Loredana. I want to really understand him better.
I'm Catalin. I'm the youngest. We'll see how the trip unfolds and we'll see what happens. Best plan is not to have a plan, just roll with it.
Bucharest has changed so much. The dark and quiet city that we left behind is buzzing with restaurants and shops. My father walks with a shuffle now, white-haired and stooped. But imagine him 30 years ago, handsome, black-haired and full of anger. At the food shortages, rationing, at power cuts, the repression of Ceaușescu's Romania.
I am proud for that. I am proud because we made something for human rights, for people, for children. I serve my country, my nation. Yeah.
In the dead of night, he left home. Our village. Locked the door, he said. And that was all. He drove all the way here, to the very center.
On March 10, 1983, Ion Bugan drove to Bucharest in his personal car after he fixed three placards with hostile words against the government on his car. He drove from Piața Unirii into Boulevard 1848.
Dad's placards read, Army, justice, police, what do you defend? Liberty or the Ceaușescu family? He blew a football whistle and scattered leaflets saying, "Down with the dictator."
I have courage. Not scared me. I was very happy.
He was apprehended by the state organs and kept for interrogations since.
Dad was sentenced to 10 years in prison.
What made him do that? Because he was looking for freedom. He wants to be free, and this is like the price what to he pay for liberty. He decided to sacrifice his life, and I hate to say that, but our life too.
My mom, Miwara, was in hospital that day with her newborn baby, Katalin. He was dangerously ill, and she was waiting for Dad to visit.
Bugan Miwara is located in ward number 2 for mothers, and her son is in pavilion 3, box 2. She lives in Dragonesht as a housewife. She is married to Bugan Yon. In order to find out certain information about their activities, we decided to infiltrate by admitting into the hospital an officer of our staff, Lieutenant Major Diakonasa Cecilia, together with her child. We will fit her with recording devices, the type TO.
I came home from school in our village that day to an empty house. I was 12 years old, and my sister Loredana, 11.
I didn't know anything. And when I came at home, two men knocked on the door, the front door, and I went to open the door. Two were free men. I think they were free men, actually. And they had black hats, and they had black leather long coats, and these were secret police.
They settled themselves in our armchairs and they started smoking my parents' cigarettes. They started drinking my parents' coffee. From that day on, they filled the house with microphones. I saw them installing microphones all over the garage, all over the living room. We were ordered to keep the windows, the curtains open, so they can see inside. All the time.
TV/S/001072 from 10/09/1983. Number X2, X number 1 at 1MJ. Note: the source informs you that Bugan Miwara has communicated to her daughter Bugan Carmen from the commune of Dragonesht, district of Galați. She is sorry that Carmen has remained home alone crying, but she tells her that everything will pass, and years from now, they will have reproaches to make to her father.
The question I think that still in my mind is, when you left, what were we in your mind? How much did he think of us? And you can't help but wonder. We could have been very badly hurt or even killed, and yet he did it.
I think we're crazy, but it's good. I think we will all see how much of it is untold, because we didn't talk at home, because we didn't talk in exile. We were too busy being immigrants and growing up and getting jobs. And
well, because you learn to forget. You spend this time trying, all this time trying to forget.
We are at the National Center for the Study of the Archives for the Securitate. There are three display cases. What is this? The radio and the camera, they call it. The radio and the camera machine. And this is to register the conversations, but also film. It looks like from the 1920s spy movies. If we can walk around here to the left. This one looks like a suitcase.
The antenna folds very nicely inside. So somebody could have been placing this in a car or in a garden or in a garage and left it there as a suitcase or in the airport, and would have basically sucked out all the sound, just swallowed all the sound from the building that they later could decipher.
We've come to meet the director of investigations, Jemina Nagut.
I'm an archival detective, probably.
That's the lift where we're going to?
Second floor, yeah.
You see your letters, you see the conversations in your kitchen, you see pictures of your family, you see a secret life.
TV/S/001114 from 1909-1983. Number X2, X number 1 at IMJ. Note, the source informs you that Buganyon communicated to Bugan Miwara to bring him his winter coat, two cotton bags, and his vest. He told her to send the children to school and sell everything she can.
So I'm Katalin Bugan. I work for Nestle Waters. Then I'm also in the National Guard as an infantry officer. When I'm with my family, of course, I feel Romanian because we speak Romanian, eat Romanian food. But day to day, I mean, I'm pretty American. I was very young when all this happened. Just listening and understanding.
It's the first time I've actually seen them, right? This is the first time we've actually thumbed through them. And the first time I've looked at them with my father.
We have children recruited to spy on their families. We have children being surveilled in elementary school. Even the informants were checked to be sure that they are trustworthy.
The information from our monitoring devices TO and S reveals that Bugan Miwara spends her time knitting clothes which she sells to make money to feed her children. Seeing that the informer Kalin often goes to help her with yard work, he will be retrained to find out the following: who visits her at home, after which they will be checked against the Securitate records held by us.
And we found the envelopes of the protest leaflets that Dad typed secretly at night in the years before the demonstration. Mom even helped him. They're here because people didn't rise up. They handed the leaflets into the Securitate.
And all the letter was returned to the security people. They were scared because everybody was scared.
This population went through a trauma and they are not completely recovered. Their social conduct is altered. Is modified. They are very suspicious. They are full of fear. You can imagine the amplitude, the scale of this paranoid project. A file, it's not only about the owner, I mean the main subject. It is also about his family, friends. We have kilometers of files. We have more than 3 million surveilling files here. This was Communist Romania.
I found really good what she said when she talked about why it is that people have remained suspicious. They gave us a bottle of water today to drink from. My father said, don't touch the water. I think we have, as a family, we've been damaged. We're suspicious of everyone. It's now 30 years later, after the fires, I recognize it, but I can't stop it anyway. I'm truly messed up in the head. the more you read through these files, the more paranoid you become about your, about everyone, about everything. Who are these people here? What do they want from me? You know.
Dad was so handsome in the photos we found when he was young, cool in his leather jacket on his motorcycle. He was a radio repairman from the countryside, an ordinary working man. But Dad loved his radios. He tuned in to illegal foreign stations like Radio Free Europe.
A few miles outside of Munich is one of RFE's three transmitting stations. Altogether, there are 31 transmitters with a total power of over 2 million watts.
Dad imagined out there, in a space beyond the communist world, a place of plenty and decency.
That sound is a communist jammer at work.
This machine is recording the effect of jamming.
This is Master Control, the heart of the Munich studio complex.
Programs are radioed here from Munich and retransmitted behind the Iron Curtain in a fraction of a second.
He'd been trying to reach that world long before we were born. There are files on him as far back as 1961. He tried to escape Romania on a hijacked plane. He dreamed of building a hot air balloon. He trudged across Bulgaria in the snow and ran for the Turkish border.
We even know from the dossier exactly what was in his knapsack.
One compass. Two blankets,
one cigarette lighter,
one shaving brush,
one English-Romanian dictionary,
one shaver,
one bottle of beer,
one shaving soap,
one loaf,
one battery 4.1.
My father spent 7 years in a hidden archipelago of jails, mobile prison trains, labor camps, Aiud, Jilava, Rahova. Even Romanians didn't know where they all were. There are still a few traces of that underworld. We are on our way to Jilava, an old fortress just outside Bucharest. It will be the first time any of us have seen inside Dad's other life. Dad says the prisoners were blindfolded with black glasses and transported in wagons disguised as bread vans or delivery trucks, so passers-by would never guess what was inside.
We are at the gates of Jilava prison and we are waiting clearance to go inside.
I want to go on this prison to see inside because I want to understand my husband more. I wanted to find out exactly what he went through, where he suffered.
We are going down into the underground maze. When the doors, you can barely squeeze through.
Look at the walls are peeling off. The grates in the windows, they are rusty and cold.
The smell of mold is very strong. He was shackled and he was handcuffed. So they used the chains to hang him by the chains up to the wall, like you hang a coat to the wall. Hands behind the back, up on the wall as you hang a coat.
This room was almost
300-400 people hungry. Understand? It's a little bit bread and soup, some cabbage. And she was very, very hungry, everybody. And the placard of potatoes, yeah.
This is graffiti done by prisoners. They are everywhere. Izbăvește-mă de vărsare de sânge, Dumnezeule. God, please save me from spilling blood. So strange to be here all together in Romania. The hills and forests we know, the red tin roofs, vineyards, staying in small hotels.
Cheers!
Cheers!
We used to sing together that one song about. My father is very
interested. I don't know my voice. Nu mai am pe nimeni străbun rămasă, strunele calde mi-amintesc de zilele.
Când eram de 20 de ani, vai ce gom de viață mai duceam.
Tomorrow we're setting out to drive all the way across Romania to our village, far away in the east. When we left, we felt like outcasts.
Baluri, cafenele și scandaluri, Doamne, ac ce viață am adus.
The family and friends we left behind are still there, and everyone knows we're coming. They're waiting for us.
Să-mi văd ani tinereții, să-mi văd strălucirea vieții, Doamne, ac ce viață am adus. Să-mi văd ani tinereții, să-mi văd strălucirea vieții, Doamne, ac ce viață am adus.